Joining us right now, a professional boxer. 36 wins, zero losses. If I got this right, three-weight world champion, including a brand-new strap, still shiny, he's wearing around his waist. From Ventura, California, it's Mikey Garcia. Mikey, Dave, Nate, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very good.
It's good to have you on, man.
Thank you, guys.
You're a human highlight reel, and I got to ask you, is your hand still hurt from that absolute flooring of Zlatichinin the other night?
It was a good night. It was a good punch. Punch was there. I had to take it, got me my third world title, so I'm pretty happy.
If you're not familiar, and you've probably seen it, you just don't realize it yet, just Google Mikey Garcia. It just happened, about 2 weeks ago?
Saturday.
Jeez.
Wow.
So here we go. Turn around. You're on Radio Row in Houston. It's one of the more brutal knockouts you've seen in a long time. And listen, that's the sport, and boxing's fantastic. I got to ask you, though, in the middle of it, is your adrenaline so high in that situation? I mean, you were so stoked. You're jumping up and down. You just won the belt. Is there at any point you go, oh, my God, because this guy looked like he was seriously hurt?
Yeah, of course. The initial reaction is to, cheer and celebrate. And, you're happy. You just won your third world title and the fight's over. You just won. But after a few seconds, we noticed that my opponent was not getting up.
Yeah.
He was still laying down on the mat. That's when concerns started to kick in. We started to get worried. We never want anything bad to happen to our opponents. We don't want any harm. We don't wish anybody any harm like that. So my brother actually tried to help, trying to assist them by removing gloves and trying to help them get them back to react. And they had the paramedics come in, and they applied oxygen, and he was able to recover. And that was a relief to see him actually get up and be okay. But, it's boxing. Things happen. We never want anything bad to happen to either myself or my opponent.
But it's not backgammon. It happens. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of scary stuff. But, I can see how that would obviously temper your excitement a little bit. But when you're in that spot, aside from the ecstatic nature of winning a fight and getting a knockout, when you hit that spot and you see the guy just like, that's got to be pretty rad, right? I mean, don't you just want to be like, no! Like, on top of it all, like when you're able to do that, that's got to be pretty cool.
I was very happy, very excited with the victory. For some reason, this fight it meant more for me than other fights. Other fights, I've had other two world titles, and I won my second title with a body shot and knocked the guy out, and I took the title away, but I was not as happy. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but this time I was just happier. It was different. It felt good. I was smiling. I was excited. Other times I wasn't even smiling after my fight. But the actual scene, the whole motion happened in slow motion for me. It's crazy because I saw the first uppercut land. I saw him go lean over towards the ropes. I saw him hurt. I saw him look at me in slow motion. And I kind of prepared the right hand and waited for that opening and came in with that everything I had on behind that right hand, and the way it landed, the way it connected on the chin, and all of that was in slow motion for me.
Man, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
And I imagine there's probably like a still shot in your head too of when he kind of looked at you in that slow motion way, and you're like, all right, I'm gearing up. Here it comes.
Exactly.
That's
exactly how it happened for me.
Mikey Garcia joining us on KHDK World Champion. Excuse me, Mikey Garcia. I've been a boxing fan my whole life, like a lot of people. Grew up with my dad watching the sport, Tony the Tiger Lopez from Sacramento. That's my guy. And I've become a mixed martial arts fan through the years as well, and I don't believe there's a competition between the two. I think they both exist, and they're both fantastic. Mikey, my problem is that I grew up with Tito Trinidad and Oscar De La Hoya and Ike Corte and Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward and all those guys. Now, people see Floyd Mayweather making a ton of money. Okay, and getting a lot of notoriety. But now Floyd's gone, and we had Deontay Wilder on last year. We've got you on this. You guys are every bit as good and successful as Tito, as De La Hoya. But it seems like those golden ages of Saturday night fights with the purses, with inflation that you guys deserve, something's on the ropes there, no pun intended. Does it make sense when I say that even though you make good money, you're a world champion, I feel like you guys are all a little underappreciated in the scope of things?
Well, it's some of that is just the way business in boxing is, you know, is handled by the promoter. Sometimes they are afraid to match you with a certain guy because they're afraid to lose that asset, you know, and you know, they don't, if you don't have the title, then you can't generate the money, and so the big fights aren't always happening, and it's the promoters who work that way. But now we're starting to see a little bit of a change. Last year in December, we had a few very good matches. Mm-hmm. We're starting off this year very, very competitive, very good matches. You know, next month we have more fights. It's starting to shape up like a very, very good year for boxing.
Well, and there's that stable of guys like, again, Deontay, you, obviously Gennady Golovkin. I mean, there are some really tremendous fighters in the sport. It's not a lack of talent. I'm glad you mentioned the promoters, because that's what I think has, I don't want to say ruined boxing, but I think promoters have kind of screwed boxing over. Would you as a fighter be okay with a UFC-style promotional setup if there was one governing body, everyone's under the same roof, no more let me put my guy against cans until he's 31-0. If you had guys like you fighting other guys that are 9-0, 8-0, 7-0 for the title, would you be okay, and do you think boxing could survive more under that type of promotional setup?
I haven't put a lot of thought into that.
Sure.
But just briefly, if everything is structured in a way that benefits the fighters, where the fighters are protected, because the way the UFC like is handled, I don't know so much about the UFC, the way they do it, but from what I hear, it's under one umbrella. But even they, the fighters, are not really well protected.
No.
They get the fights happening. They make the fights, the big fights that the fans want to watch. They make it happen. And they put a great show, great pay-per-view, but yet the fighters are not compensated enough to what I believe they should. If they're generating $10, $20, $30, $40 million a show, the fighters should be compensated accordingly.
Yep.
And they're not always that star to generate that money. In boxing, sometimes you don't have to be the big star to generate enough money like the UFC. You know,
right.
So if it's all under one company, but the fighters are represented well and taken care of, I got no problem with that.
Mikey Garcia, world champion, with us on KHTK. And this is, you know, like you said, you haven't put too much thought into it, but you talk about protection for the fighters. And I always like to ask you guys, it seems like it would be an almost impossible task, but have you guys ever thought or talked about unionizing? And I know that's the type of thing that gets squashed pretty quickly. And being that you're individual fighters going against one another, it's tough to find that common ground. But it's common in all the fight sports that the actual athletes are the ones that end up getting the short end of the stick a lot of the time.
That's the way it is. And, you could try to change it, and sometimes you have a momentum going, but like you said, it gets squashed pretty easily. I haven't heard much about people unionizing, you know, in the sport. It would probably be very helpful in some situations, but you get other situations where it really doesn't – it's not that necessary sometimes. I mean, when you become a star and you call the shots
– you don't want anything to
do with
that.
You don't want anything to do with that. Right now, in my position, I'm free agent. I can work with whoever I want. I can allow anybody that I want to come in to work with me. I can work with, you know, a number of people, and I'm not attached to anybody. I'm in a very good place. I'm, you know, undefeated world champion. I'm in my prime. I can dictate where I take my career.
Yeah.
I don't have to, you know, follow anybody's orders or follow anybody's, you know, agenda. It's my agenda. So at this point right now, I really wouldn't want to get involved in any type of union.
Yeah, who cares? You're doing fine.
I'm doing fine right now. Maybe for other fighters, like I said, it's something that would be very helpful. But for me right now, I think where I'm at is very, very good.
Interesting.
World champion three times, Mikey Garcia, coming off an amazing highlight reel knockout. You got a lot of talent, champ. Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time. Be safe.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you. That's Mikey Garcia. We will be right back right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.